Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. Waterfowl seasons are right around the corner. My guest this week is waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski. Mike, in order to have good duck numbers, you have to have good habitat. How is the habitat this year compared to last year?
Well, it's kind of an interesting scenario that we had this year. Everybody knew that coming out of winter, we were a little dry. We were a little dry from the previous year. We hadn't had really a ton of snow or late snow even coming into spring. But right after we did our May survey, starting at about mid-May, we got a lot of rain. And that rain really helped fill a lot of wetland basins that were dry and support brood habitat going through the summer. The rain has kind of stopped now, so interestingly, we're drying up quite a bit again. But as far as conditions for breeding ducks go, it was pretty good for wetland conditions. Our upland habitat was a little iffy just because a lot of stuff was, you know, impacted by drought the previous year. So it maybe didn't start off great, but it picked up pretty good going through June, and birds responded. We had a very good nesting effort by ducks in the state. We had very heavy use in those areas that still have a lot of perennial cover, like CRP. And based on our brood surveys, things look quite good. Better than expected from the duck side of things. And even right now, we still have a lot of duck broods out there and birds just starting to take flight, moving around. So we look pretty good from production and in our neck of the woods.
Okay, you kind of mentioned the water conditions drying up a little bit, but statewide, how are things looking for water conditions?
We'll actually have a really good handle on that come September, just before the season starts. We do a fall wetland survey, and we'll have a news release out later in September to describe that on a regional basis. Right now, it's kind of looking like the north central part of the state is quite dry, and everywhere else, east of the Missouri River, is about the same, I would say. Okay. It's maybe a little bit better trending southward, but it's kind of drying up a little bit everywhere, and it's something that needs to happen for wetland productivity. It helps things in the long run for the basins to cycle through a little bit of wet and dryness. But overall, compared to average or long-term looks, it's still pretty good.
Okay, and duck numbers are doing okay.
Yeah, our fall flight that we estimate coming out of North Dakota is our 20th highest. It's a little bit better than last year's. We had roughly the same fall flights about 10 years ago when we were also experiencing some dryness. Getting into conditions in Canada, you know, they were kind of in the same boat. They've got some areas of the Saskatchewan is the primary area we look at for receiving birds, and you know, the southern part of the province, kind of what's reflecting the north central part of North Dakota, is quite dry, but other parts of the province were receiving summer moisture, doing all right. Duck numbers, again, are still relatively high compared to the long term. I mean, the breeding population estimates were down some from the previous year. I think most areas were down in kind of that 15% range, but it's still one of the top 15 highest counts we've had. So, I mean, long term, it's still pretty good. We have a lot of ducks out there, and getting those birds from Saskatchewan is a little bit dependent on weather, but I think by and large, those birds did well.
Okay. Any changes to the regulations this year, to the limits or anything?
This year we will have an increase in the pintail bag limit. It'll be 2 again. It's based on a harvest management strategy that's run nationwide. And we've got the Canada Goose zones that we had come in for. People first got their look at them during early goose hunting in August and September, basically adding in a eastern part of the state and then running up the High Plains boundary. So look at how those will impact your closing dates depending on where you are.
Okay, so waterfowl hunters should have a pretty decent fall.
Yeah, it's looking all right. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say people should look for a blockbuster year or anything like that, but we've definitely got solid habitat conditions, duck numbers, a good fall flight, good recruitment in most areas coming out. I mean, some areas in North Dakota were quite good. goose numbers coming out of Canada are going to be large numbers, but we don't think there was very good reproduction in the Arctic area. So there's not going to be many young birds coming down for, say, Arctic breeding Ross's geese or snow geese. Cackling Canada geese probably didn't do as well either. But our large Canadas, I mean, we've got lots of those. There's lots of large Canadas coming out of Saskatchewan also.
Anything waterfowl hunters should be aware of this fall?
And another thing folks can really expect is variable habitat conditions. I mean, we're sitting all right now. Very well could dry up quite a bit more, or we could turn around like we did in May and get quite a bit more precipitation. But right now it's really looking like conditions are a bit variable across the landscape. With a lot of that precipitation that we had here this summer coming from rainfall, there were some big thunderstorms that hit fairly small isolated areas and dropped a lot of rain. Some of them dropped up to 8 inches of rain. That's going to make for some small pockets of really good habitat. Just down the road, it might be just kind of so-so or even all dried up. So folks should be prepared to look around and just kind of get a sample of what's going on in the smaller regions that they intend to hunt, because they will go through some definite highs and lows as far as wetland conditions go.
A lot of good information, Mike. Thank you.
You bet.
For more information on this year's waterfowl seasons, pick up a North Dakota 2018-2019 hunting and trapping guide, or go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.